He's like my best friend.
Hey, boom, boom, Big Ben! Boom, 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 boom. Come on, Big Ben! Benny, there yeah, we Benny. Go.
Ben has decided to just take over. I mean, it's just talk about a guy. I mean, it's a big game here, kid.
Yeah, you just woke him up.
That's my fault. He heard his name. You can go back to sleep.
Not for social media, not for his fame. What he did for me to have him with me on my plane. I just told you how many times I'm in a plane. Have him in my hotel room when I'm going over my notes. I take him down to the production meetings with Al Michaels. He's almost become part of the team, really, because yeah. If he's not there, people don't know what to do. But he's been such a breath of fresh air for my mindset. And I can't believe I've done all these years without him.
Oh, man. Good song choice here. Kirk Herbstreit sharing the news his dog Ben died.
Sad.
Had just kind of come to know about the dog with him in the broadcast booth, and you know, let's hear it for dogs.
Absolutely.
That's all. Let's hear it for dogs.
Shout out dogs.
Dogs are real ones.
Yep. Just always happy.
Well, you know, thinking about Herbstreit there, he's got it. I mean, he had
his dog. Ben was in the booth with him earlier in the year.
Yeah. And it makes sense if you think about like the lifestyle he lives. Who travels and works as much as Herbstreit does and has the ability to do that? Yeah. Like he's going to
wherever the Thursday night game is, and then he's leaving there
college football
to go to wherever college game day is at,
and then he's going
like
to yeah, like it's just so he's all over the place, and he had the dog, the extended family with him, so.
So, like, this week he was in, where was the game, Baltimore?
Yes.
And then he's got to go to College Game Day, which this week is in Baton Rouge. I mean, it doesn't have to go cross-country, I guess, this time, but tough one.
Yep. Quick note on Baton Rouge, it was LSU.
Yeah.
Who do they play? I saw a note about Les Miles, former LSU coach.
Alabama, I think, this week.
Okay.
LSU, Alabama.
Former LSU coach Les Miles, who won a national championship with them, I believe.
Yeah.
Told Ja'Marr Chase he couldn't play receiver.
Amazing. Amazing.
You're more of a... He said he was a corner. You can't play receiver.
Unbelievable.
How'd that go? Turns out he can play receiver. He had himself a nice night.
And he's also is he top five? He's top five, right?
What?
Chase, best receiver in the league?
He's top two.
Top two?
Yep.
Him and Jefferson?
Yeah.
The teammates from LSU?
He's top two. Who's got the next closest claimed
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown.
I would put AJ Brown in the top.
Neighbors might get there by next year.
Yeah.
LSU.
Neighbors, I saw, this is a fantasy point, but if you were doing a dynasty redraft today, Neighbors would be the first overall pick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sound right?
Maybe. He's young. I mean, he's the
Over Harrison.
He's the youngest. He's definitely over Harrison.
He's 5 years younger than Jefferson. 4 years younger than Jefferson.
Yep. And he hasn't had a quarterback yet, really, and he's still doing it.
Receivers go longer than running back, so him over Bijan.
Yep.
Yeah.
803-0550 if you want to jump in with us. It is it's that time for the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy.
Guys, wait till you hear what our weekend gets kicked off with, football game-wise.
What?
Wait till you hear the game.
What?
Let's do the football frenzy. It's the first game we'll get to. It's the 9:30 London game.
Oh, I forgot about the London game this week.
Oh, it was Germany.
Yes, Munich. A Munich game coming up. All right, football.
Super, super, great, American football Friday frenzy.
All right, so you're going to wake up on Sunday.
I'm into this game.
This game.
There's no reason not to be.
You're going
to
wake up. Everyone's going to wake up on Sunday like, oh, I think there's a Europe game this week. Let me wake up. Let me sit down, turn on the TV so that we can watch Panthers-Giants. How could you possibly be into this game?
Malik Nabers, one.
Okay,
two.
He's great. Yeah.
Two. Bryce Young had a decent game in his last outing.
He was fine.
Decent game. He had a pick that wasn't his fault.
He had 170 yards.
A decent game.
He has, okay, yeah, I'm looking. He's been better since he returned. He's still not been good, but he's been better. Yeah, that's a big spread, too.
What is the spread?
6.5.
Giants by 6.5?
Yeah. Man. Giants by 6.5.
That's living dangerously.
I wonder if they would have benched Jones already if they weren't going overseas and had a shorter week because of it. Like, maybe this is Jones' last start.
Turn into Drew Lock.
If he's bad, yeah, maybe Drew Lock starts their next game.
His last game, Daniel Jones had a 77% completion percentage and 2 touchdowns and no picks.
Mm-hmm. Still, it always feels like they're just on the verge.
Yep.
I feel like from now on, he's a bad start away from getting benched.
Well, what the Giants should do...
It's been 6 years.
They should go as far to the bottom as possible.
Yeah, that's
right. All these two-win teams...
They should want a quarterback.
The quarterbacks that will be coming out this year...
They're not going young, though, are they?
You think they would try and go get someone?
I think they're trying... They're built to win. Somewhat. They're built to win. And if they keep the coach and GM around, which I think they're going to, are those guys going to want to rebuild with another young guy? Aren't they going to want ready-made, proven, right in the door, right now, let's win?
Well, who's the best available that isn't that?
Darnold. Or they could trade for somebody. They could trade for Stafford in the offseason if the Rams want to do that.
The Vikings have
Is Atlanta that's never going to play Penix? Like, are they going to trade Cousins at some point?
The Vikings have a very interesting decision. If Darnold continues to do well and takes them far, do they just say, thanks for that year? Here's J.J. McCarthy?
I don't know that Darnold will give them a choice. Is Darnold... Well, maybe. Because the coach is really good. But is Darnold going to want to sign with them over another team that doesn't have a first-round rookie quarterback on the bench at all times? Because you are... You're playing with that heat under your butt the whole time. If you read up in Minnesota, I got J.J. McCarthy lurking over my shoulder the whole time I'm there. Or if I sign with the Giants, I don't got anything behind me. Probably. Yeah, I don't know how many quarterbacks will be available. You're right. But, like, Darnold would be the one, I guess.
I always like an early game, though. I don't care if it's a bad game. Give me that early game, 9:30.
Set those fantasy lineups.
Yeah. All right, other early games. I mean, the game of the day? Pittsburgh, Washington.
It's great.
We don't get that game. It's up against Bills, Colts.
Yeah.
Of course, if you have, like, you know, Red Zone Channel, whatever. But Pittsburgh, Washington is legit.
Yep.
What a game. The Steelers, I mentioned, they have 2 losses, and you would wonder if Russell Wilson played them, if they would have lost to the Cowboys and the Colts.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
The Commanders, by the way, they had been rumored for Ayuk in the summer, right? And then they'd been talked about for a trade at receiver. They didn't do anything, right? They didn't actually. They subtracted. They traded Jahan Dotson away before the season started. They've kind of fallen into a nice little number two receiver there, Noah Brown.
Yeah.
He caught the Hail Mary, so that inflates his numbers a little bit. But he was good in Houston last year, and like every week now, he's like last week it was 5 for 60. Before that, 3 for 73, 4 for 58, like. Noah Brown has been like a nice number two receiver for them. And he was a waiver claim at the beginning of the year.
Other games in the 1 o'clock window.
There's another, the Kansas City one is really good, right?
Yep, that's Chiefs Broncos, 2 teams with winning records.
That'll be running at the same time as the Bills game.
We get Andrew.
Chiefs -7.5.
Andrew Catalan, Tiki Barber, and Jason McCourty on this call of this game for Bills and Colts.
Okay.
CBS, let's do Fox early games instead. San Francisco at Tampa. Potentially Christian McCaffrey's return.
Yeah.
McCaffrey...
Shanahan said he will play, but it's up in the air how much he'll play.
Yeah. McCaffrey... Boy. He's a gamble. Right now, I'm in a league where he just got traded to a team that's going to try and get something done here. And I do think it is a gamble to go for McCaffrey. Like, I've got Jordan Mason in some leagues, and I'm not afraid of that. If McCaffrey's... tweaks an ankle or a calf. Like,
you should hang on to Mason.
Absolutely. I think Jordan Mason is an insurance policy that you should... I mean, geez, if you have a guy that's willing to trade Jordan Mason, I would try and get that. Like, that's the best handcuff still.
Right.
And they're scheduled on the stretch. Tampa's a good opponent here. The Bucs give up everything. So,
yep.
I would anticipate the Niners doing fine in this game. Niners at Tampa Bay. Atlanta, New Orleans. Boy, the Saints. Listen... No Marshawn Lattimore?
Yeah.
Get Atlanta to the moon. The division has no good defenses.
Yep.
And it has Atlanta with a pretty good offense.
Could be a big Mooney game, right? Because Lattimore usually is on the outside.
Yep. So
Atlanta is going to cruise to that division now.
Yes.
Right?
What's the story on Drake London? He had a hip injury, but I think he is going to play.
Yeah, he's supposed to play.
Keep an eye on that. Minnesota, Jacksonville with no Trevor Lawrence?
Mac Jones getting
his face blitzed off by Brian Flores.
Yeah, and they still have their receivers injured other than Brian Thomas, right?
Yeah.
The other guys are out still. Well, Kirk will be out for the year.
New England, Chicago. This isn't quite as hyped up as the Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels Bowl, but it's Drake May and Caleb Williams.
I feel like New England could win this game. Chicago looks bad, don't they?
They should fire their coach.
They really should. It's kind of, it was always incredible they brought him back this year.
I saw, is it Danny Parkins who's on FS1 now? The guy from Chicago? Anyway, he laid out that the last, now, three times the Bears have drafted a quarterback. They draft Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? Fire the coach after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
They draft Justin Fields. What do?
They fire,
the coach after 1 year.
They're going to do the same
now
thing.
Now they have Caleb Williams.
They're going to do the same thing.
Fire the coach after 1 year. The worst, actually, the funny part is the worst lesson would be we can't do that because that didn't work. And they would just keep a bad coach for a second year. Man. Eberflus should not be touching Caleb Williams. Like that offense.
No,
that offense should go to whatever Ben Johnson or whoever wants.
Well, did you hear Schefter on Ben Johnson yesterday?
That he'll be selective,
super selective. And they asked him about Chicago, and Schefter said, "Like I don't know that he's going to want. He might see that organization as completely dysfunctional. I don't want to go there. So maybe, but Schefter kind of laid out yesterday. I feel like, and he would know." That he basically laid out, like, I don't think Ben Johnson's going to Chicago.
Can I
would go work for that organization.
Can I give you you let me know if this organization is good or not, but I'm going to give you a nightmare scenario.
Okay.
New England.
For Ben Johnson?
Yeah. Mayo, they're 2-7. I know they're a young quarterback rebuild. But what if they get to 4-13.
I don't think there's. I hear you. I don't think there's a record that would get him fired.
Okay.
Remember, he was going to go get promotions on other teams as like defensive coordinator, and Kraft paid him like a coordinator as a positional coach because he didn't want him to leave the building.
Right. Because he was always going to be the heir apparent to Belichick.
He was always the guy. And they're not only doing 1 year.
Okay. Well, let's look at the other teams at the bottom.
Jets could get him.
Where does Ben Johnson want to go?
Couldn't. Ben Johnson's not going to the Jets.
Does he want to go to Jacksonville? Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think so.
You don't want to go to New Orleans.
You definitely don't want to
go to
New Orleans.
You don't want Carolina.
You don't want the Jets.
You don't want Carolina. You don't want Cleveland.
You don't want Cleveland.
I'm just picking the two win teams here.
These are all bad.
Do you want Vegas?
You could hand pick your guy, I guess, there.
Right. You'd have to.
Maybe Vegas.
We'd have to be closer to the draft order. Vegas, the Giants, the Dolphins, the Titans. These are all the teams with two wins. 9-2 win teams.
No, these all stink. I think of all those jobs, I might want the Jacksonville job.
I think I'd want the New England job.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in Josh Allen's division.
What about Dallas?
I got Drake May, and I think he's good. Dallas, does he want an old quarterback?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a lot on Ben Johnson.
But being the Cowboys coach might come with a certain allure. But yeah.
Or it might come with a certain stink. But you don't want that.
Or that.
Tennessee and the Chargers is one of the late games.
Chargers, you know, let's see if they can keep cruising here. I know it's a bad team, but if they don't stumble, they're going to the playoffs.
Yes.
I think easily.
Yes.
And I think they're going to be a tough out. I think they're good. I feel like, though, for them to be taken seriously as like a Super Bowl team, they're going to have to show another gear throwing the football. They're starting to a little bit, but they're not. We haven't seen yet the, wow, did you see what Justin Herbert did today game? Like, I feel like I'd like to see one of those before I'm like, okay, this could be more than just, like, get in the playoffs and then lose to one of the top teams.
They've become pass-heavy.
In the last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. And Greg Roman said it's because he was hurt. You want to kind of give you Justin Herbert's last four games?
Sure.
237 and a touchdown, 349, no touchdowns, 279, two touchdowns, 282, two touchdowns.
Those are good. Those are all really good.
Quarterback rating. Here are his quarterback ratings the entire year. 92, 100, 105, 91, 92, 97, 111, 125. He's having a very
really good
year.
It's a very good year.
It's the best he's ever looked. And I think they're starting to dial up how much they lean on him. That's a team that could use another receiver. So anyway, the big game of the week that gets the most eyes.
4 o'clock window?
Yep. It is the Eagles and Cowboys. Nance and Romo on a Cowboys game. Meanwhile, Brady
doesn't have Dak Prescott in it.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush
and the Eagles.
Jeez, they're going to get smoked, aren't they?
They will probably get smoked.
I mean, Sirianni tries to give games away.
So,
but
like, the late window Bills fans, you know, go do some rake. Do something else. It's Cooper Rush against the Eagles.
I was really hoping we get some Trey Lance a little bit.
There are only three games in the late window.
There's another.
There's one more. Jets, Cardinals.
Okay, I'll be watching that game.
Me too.
Cardinals, Jets. Cardinals can bury the Jets.
It's in Arizona.
Yeah, bury them. Then, Arizona, too. They're an underdog at home. Are they going to... are they good?
Arizona?
Yeah, are they good?
No.
They're in first place in their division at the time, for the time being. I mean, Kyler's good. They run the ball pretty well. I don't know much about how good they are defensively. Remember what they were in week one. All right, though. I mean, underdog against the Jets. You shouldn't be that good if you're an underdog. At home against the Jets.
Sunday night game.
Sunday night game's great.
Yes. Lions at Texans.
Yep. The Texans are wearing their all reds. I really wish the Lions would wear their all blues. Soccer would do that.
And then the Monday night football game.
By the way, Nico Collins is expected to return Sunday night. But that's one of those for fantasy owners. Like, have a guy that plays Sunday or Monday ready. Because it's not assured that Collins is playing. You won't find out till 6:30 on Sunday. So, like, have someone ready to be put in your lineup if Collins doesn't play.
No digs for them for the year. Like, to lose Diggs and Collins and kind of survive it, they're 6-3, getting Collins back.
Right.
Like, Houston might be ready to push a little bit forward. And then the Monday night game is Dolphins at Rams, which I don't think is a bad game at all. 2-6 versus 4-4. But
another opportunity to bury the Dolphins.
Well, it's an opportunity to get lots of points. I would anticipate a lot of points in that game.
The over-under is 50.5 for that game. That is tied for the biggest over-under, other than what last night's was. Last night's game was the biggest over-under of the year going into it. And then it cashed.
That's your Super Great American Football Friday frenzy.
All right, pretty good weekend, I would say, other than the 4 o'clock window.
Yeah, that's the weakest window. 9:30 has a window, which I'm always happy about.
We really couldn't have had, like, this would have been the time to put Chiefs-Broncos in the 4 o'clock window. What's it doing at 1?
I know.
Why did we put the Chiefs at 1 o'clock? Jerry Jones probably is the answer.
You just want to watch Bo Nix, don't you?
No, I want to watch the Chiefs lose. Well, I want to... It's the same thing. I want to get sucked into thinking the Chiefs are going to lose and then have the same result happen every time.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. All right.
Do you remember anything about the last time the Bills were in Colts other than they scored 5 points?
The last time they played in Indy? I
mean, anything about that game?
Derek Anderson's their quarterback?
Derek Anderson's the quarterback.
Other than that, no.
Okay. Me neither. Marcus Murphy was their leading rusher on the day.
The Bills?
Yeah. Marcus Murphy. If anybody remembers that name. Andrew Luck was still the Colts quarterback. They've been through, what, 5 quarterbacks since then?
Yeah.
How'd it go? It went Luck to Brissett.
Yeah.
Because he retired in the middle of a preseason game.
To Rivers, to Ryan, to Wentz.
I think Wentz was first.
Okay.
Went Rivers to Wentz.
And then Ryan.
I think Brissett got back in the middle somewhere.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett is always playing a game in the NFL somewhere. He has to start a game every week somewhere.
You don't know where it's going to be, but he's going to be starting somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, they've been through... Is that the owner? How were they so quick to get back to Flacco? You've already done this 9 times. Let's just put the old veteran in there and see how that goes. You've been doing this for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Since Luck retired, you've been doing it. I mean, I get like when Luck retires, it's on a left field. What are you supposed to do? All right, let's do this. But man, when did he retire? 2017? 2019, beginning of the 2019 season. It's actually not as long ago as I thought. You've had a lot of time. You've had a lot of time. And to quit on Richardson after 10 games still is a little mind-blowing.
Noah in Maine is up. Hey, Noah, good morning.
Hey, fellas. Just wanted to circle back. I loved your talk earlier on the ability of the Bills to win in a shootout. I think, like a lot of Bills fans, after the game in Miami for a few days, kind of wrestling with how bad the run defense was and if that's something that would cost them in the playoffs. Weirdly enough, last night watching the game, kind of reality smashed me in the head a little. And weirdly enough, I think I've moved to a bit more of an optimistic place. And that reality being, look, these other offenses in the AFC, and especially if you make it to the Super Bowl, are just so good. And the ability to outscore the opponent is just such a treasured thing in the NFL. And I think just the way this Bills roster is built, and obviously with Josh Allen, their likelihood and propensity to put up 30 points, 35 points, which I think is going to be needed pretty much every playoff game down the stretch, in a sense, is way more likely than them winning on good defense. So in a weird way, I think that game just made me a little more optimistic. I think they do have the ability to win in the shootout. I think that kind of goes without saying with Josh Allen. You know, you don't need to prove that year after year. It'd be nice. I hope they do it in this next stretch of hard games. But just sort of the optimism there. And, you know, my last point being you need the receivers, obviously, and their health is paramount, Coleman and Cooper. You know, Burrow doesn't do that without a Jamar Chase last night. So, yeah, I think for a lot of Bills fans, look, you got to be able to score 30 points a game down the stretch. And, you know, the run defense, whatever. The reality is you're facing these other offenses that can put up 30 points pretty much regardless of who's on the other side of the ball. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks, Noah. It's about keeping up, right? And I guess there's a point to be made about, again, like we sometimes expect these Bills shootouts. What's the highest combined number for them?
On the year would it probably be last week, wouldn't it?
57.
It was actually exactly 57 against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
47-10. Week one was 62.
Okay.
Against Arizona. Yeah. 34-28.
I just feel like we know a little better than... It's not that they can't play those kind of games. They have, and they do. But when they get together with a team like that, both teams are very likely to play bend but don't break, right? Yeah. The Bills do that by design. They've played cover two forever, or whatever their variations are. But the Bills have played a nothing over the top, no explosive plays, no pass plays of 20 yards or more. We're going to keep everything in front of us. The Bills do that. And that's what teams do to Josh Allen. So you have two defenses playing kind of careful, and that leads to fewer 80-yard touchdowns. I mean, there were so many explosive plays in that game last night. And Bills games, I just don't feel like they have the same number. So it's not that they can't play that same game. It's just that a Bills shootout is more like the Miami shootout that we just saw last week. Or it's more like, is that the only one they played this year?
I'm looking.
I guess Arizona.
You know what I'm trying to find right now? I'm trying to find the last Bills game where both teams scored 30 points on offense. That's what happened last night, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time? It might be 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking through. Last year, they were ready to do it with the Dolphins, right? That game started as a shootout.
Yeah, and then
the Bills were ready for it.
Slowed down.
The Dolphins slowed down.
And that's kind of a testament to McDermott. Like,
it is 13 seconds. The last time the Bills played a game where both offenses scored 30 points was 13 seconds. Yeah.
How many times have they scored for 30?
A bunch.
And how many times have their opponents scored 30?
Much less. Also, I'm being a little selective here because they did play a 34-31 playoff game against Miami, but Miami had a defensive touchdown in that
right.
game.
Right.
So
803-0550, we'll get a break in. 1-888-550-2550. It is Football Friday. It'll be Bills and Colts Sunday at 1 o'clock. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.